You're listening to Fotch and Friends on the number one hit music station. Wake up in the morning. Power 96.5.
Chelsea, Katie from Russia, and Jungle Jesus. You can watch his show where he plays with animals on Snapchat.
What did you say? Play? I think I'm just like
me frolicking with animals.
Frolicking, yeah.
I mean, you know, it's fun.
Playing
it's
board games with it.
Yeah.
Soon to be on YouTube. You can follow him on Instagram, of course, on TikTok as well. Now, you are really good friends with Katie from Russia, mm-hmm. and we have to do a little check-in with you. there is something that is going on with Katie that you have noticed, and we try to get this out of her, but she's been kind of like locked down with this last boyfriend.
Really?
And I don't know why. Maybe it's because we tell these stories on the air.
Wait, you were trying to get me out of my boyfriend?
No. We're trying to find out what's going on in your personal life.
But yeah. You've been more reserved now?
Yeah. Yes. We never talk about your personal life.
We can.
No.
Right. What's going on?
Okay, yeah.
Good. Girlfriend's good. Her daughter's
everything's
awesome.
Good?
Like, yes.
Well, I feel like the thing is with Katie, the reason that there's a shift or there's a change in her mood or attitude and her aura, I think she's starting to become a psychic.
Really?
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah.
I really do, because there's been multiple instances over the past 2 months now where she has told me that certain instances will happen, and then within a matter of days.
It's either I'm a bit becoming a psychic or I'm really good at jinxing things.
But good jinxing.
Good jinxing.
Oh, it's good.
Yeah.
It's
good.
So she's not predicting like bad things.
No, we were having a nice little cocktail night at her house one night, and we were sitting there, and I was a little sad. I was like, you know, I'm single. I'm 27. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not bad looking. I'm cute.
Yeah. Yes,
I'm
you're like, very
I'm like,
cute.
I need to find somebody. So I was like, you know what? What's going on, Katie? And she's like, I predict that within the next week, you will find someone.
Yeah, and he said, well, next week, maybe next month. And I said, no, this week, you'll find someone.
Really?
Yeah.
And you did?
And I did.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow, Katie.
I know.
Okay.
So she willed my relationship into existence. And then not only that, but then after I had my first date, then I met up with Katie afterwards, and we were watching Cocaine Bear.
Yes.
and we were sitting there watching this, you know, lovely movie, and all of a sudden Katie just like leans over to me and says, hey, I just want you to know, I think this is your person. I think you guys are going to be together.
Yeah, and guess what? The next day, he tells me that they began dating.
Like,
oh,
officially.
Wow.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
She predicted that, too, during Cocaine Bear. That's very special.
Very special.
Yes, it was a memorable moment.
You guys, I think I'm having a third eye moment or something like that. It's beginning to open.
Well, you have always been in touch with the moon and stars and astrology and stuff, so naturally, this is the next step.
Absolutely.
I didn't know that was natural next step.
She's going to open a shop here in Springfield.
Yeah.
Honestly, if you guys...
You think so?
I think so. If you guys are wanting to be in a relationship, if you're looking for love, if you're looking for guidance, if you're looking for spiritual awakening, Miss Katie from Russia's got your back.
I couldn't do that to myself, though.
No, it's
okay. That's just for others, yeah.
All right, I believe you, but I need to ask a couple questions, and there's a couple of concerns for me if you're going to open up a shop.
Okay. All right.
Okay. And I'm not discrediting this. I'm sure that you have like some psychic abilities, but you just don't look the part.
What?
Like,
what
I'm
do you
just
mean?
Saying, like, I'm not gonna pay you to predict things for me. Like, you're too trendy.
Okay.
You wear trendy clothes. We need to get you like a flowy dress. We need to braid your hair or maybe do some dreads in your hair. We need to get you some turquoise jewelry, and you need to start smelling like patchouli.
But you're weirdly familiar with how those people look.
Yeah,
like.
I know.
No, I know.
How do you know this?
My favorite place growing up in St. Louis was the U City Loop on Del Mar.
Nice.
And that was my people.
Nice.
So I hung out with.
So you would go.
So
there,
I would go to the
like,
head
hey.
Shops. I would go to the cigar shops. I would go to the record store, and I would hang out. And I would trust those people. I don't think I would trust you to do if I'm being honest here. I think you would need to change your appearance if you're going to open a psychic shop.
I think it's one of those things where Katie will just have to buy like one of those like crystal balls, and
yeah.
then people
and
will
be
trust
done.
Her.
Like,
yeah,
you know
just
what I mean?
Around.
Like,
and that's fine. I mean, you can have balls,
right?
That's totally fine. But you're going to need to change. Like right now, you have like a ball cap on. And like
well,
a trendy
obviously
t-shirt.
I'm not gonna look like that when you come in and pay me to predict your future.
Well, I want you
I'll
to look
put
like
on
Oda
red
Mae
long
Brown.
Nail.
from Ghost with Patrick Swayze. That's what I'm thinking of. If somebody's going to tell my future or my fortune,
but that's
old style.
That's old school.
She's the new school.
Yes.
Fine, I still don't trust
the new
school.
I'm the new generation
of
psychics.
I want to be an old gypsy with balls and turquoise jewelry, and I want to smell patchouli whenever I walk into your place, and then I'll give you my money.
What is patchouli?
Yeah, we need to find out that
out first. It's a scent.
It is?
It's a patchouli scent. Help me out, Jungle Jesus.
Honestly, I thought it was a soup.
Oh, good.
It sounds like a delicious soup from
Panera. See, guys, this is why we can't open a psychic shop.
Botch and Friends, 6 to 10 weekdays on Power 96.5.